Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f- So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee. On air and off the leash. On Talk Radio.
Why did these beings choose me? There is an orange yellowish light comes on. David is looking at the light. It doesn't hurt his eyes. He is aware of the beings. They are standing over him. They are touching his body. My name is David Huggins. I'm 72 years old, and I live in Hoboken, New Jersey. I was living a perfectly normal life until I started remembering things. It was just like image upon image upon image. It wouldn't stop. I was so scared. The eyes were just glowing. They hit the ground running straight toward me. And we floated up to some type of craft. I said, you hurt me, you hurt me. No, 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 no. This is the woman I never told anyone about. When I was 17, I lost my virginity to a female extraterrestrial. That's all I can say about it.
That's the trailer.
Virginity lost.
That was the trailer for the movie Love and Sorcerers documentary. And it really is incredible. I haven't seen the whole film itself. I've literally just seen the trailer. But I, if it's anything, if that woman at 32 is anything to go by, then it's going to be astounding. Really pleased to welcome back on the show Professor Joe Lavens. Joe, I've got this right. I'm born in Wisconsin, spent some time in New York City.
That is correct.
Now you're in Leicester.
That is correct. I'm at the Montfort University. I'm lecturing in astrology and specializing in astrophysics.
And you've started your own group, the PUFOG. What's PUFOG?
PUFOG, a Puber UFO group, PUFOG. And okay. You may remember I was on your show, some of your lists. Remember, Ufologistics, Denied to Deceive, Two Legacy of Arrogance, was my book that I was promoting, discussing, if you like, at the time.
This documentary, Love and Sorcerers,
yes, sir.
Have you seen the film?
Yes, I have. The coitus happened in 1961 when Huggins was a teenager. It's a fascinating story, and it's one that I have heard of many, many times. And it's so extraordinary because the subject matter, I've heard of it many times, but it triggered in me thoughts of what happened in my past.
Okay.
In 2004.
Ah, okay. I didn't know this. I thought we were talking about the movie. Are you saying, and the movie is about David Huggins who had his virginity, he's an older man now, it looks like he's in his 70s, had his virginity taken when he was 17 by, well, he paints, and he's painted a very busty, clean-shaven, sexy alien lady, who, for some reason, she's lifting her own breasts up. I don't quite know why that is.
Well, as if to offer them.
Offer them to him, mm-hmm. Yes. But this has taken a turn already, Professor. You're saying this happened to you.
I'm not saying that my experience was exactly like Huggins, but all I know is that in 2004, I've sent you a diagram of what happened to me. I was in an area that's in the eastern plains of Colorado. I am a painter myself. I was out living near Burlington. If any of you are listening, that's not far from Denver.
Okay.
I was out in a mountainous region. I was painting. I'm an artist as well as a scientist, both right and left side of my brain, if you like. I'm lucky that I do have those skills. And I was visited by, call it what you like, extraterrestrial aliens, an empress who I called Barbinkium 23.
Sorry, what was her name, sorry?
Barbinkium 23.
Barbinkium 23, and she was an empress.
An empress of a kingdom. I don't know the name. I was not party to the name. I was not given the name. And I done it with her on two occasions. I did it the 13th of May.
You did what, sorry?
I done it with her on two occasions, 13th of May 2004, and exactly 1 year later, 13th of May 2005.
Okay, well, if we can take this chronologically. I've just tweeted the diagrams and the photos that you sent me.
Right.
So I'm looking at the 13th of May 2004, 6:21 in the evening.
That is correct. That's when coitus took place.
Yeah. Barbinkium 23.
Right.
Well, can you describe her? She looks like a dog, and I don't mean that in a rude way.
She's on all, looks like a,
she looks like
a dog.
She's on all fours.
And on her back,
she has tits on her back.
She's got tits on her back, yeah. But
come on, no one's perfect.
No, and she's got... So you're, and I've had to pixelate the picture because it's a little bit vulgar for some people.
Okay, right. Okay, I was just attempting to give a diagram.
Oh no, that's
you that coitus can take place, and yeah, you made it clearly led quite a sheltered life.
Well, no, I've had sex. I've got kids. I've never with an empress from another planet.
If I may.
Sorry, I do apologize.
She's in a position that you can receive. I don't want to be too graphic for your listeners, but that's the same position that human beings can do as well. And Barbinkium, that was a position that you liked.
And it says... Well, I've not seen that caption. She has a long thing. It looks about...
I thought it was a ponytail.
It does look long.
The female human Ariana Grande, but apparently that's...
It's a tentacle going up your anus, etc.
It went up my bum, yeah, etc.
And that comes from the top of her head. It's about 8 feet long. What was that tentacle made of, and what? How did it affect
the sex? You'll see from the diagram.
Yes. What did it feel like to you? Did it feel leathery? Did it feel
scaly?
Scaly,
slimy.
I gotta tell you, it was pleasurable. It was maybe possibly secreting something from the end of her tentacle as it went up my bum. But
okay. Now, how did this situation occur? Did she chat you up in a bar, being slightly flippant?
This is the problem. I mean, it's a very interesting question because, you know, when I first met her, when I was out there painting, the sexual congress itself is extraordinary. A tiny bit of foreplay, maybe touching, a tits on her back. But what I would pay her a compliment. You have a beautiful smile, Barbinkium 23. Would you like these flowers? Of course, flowers in her culture mean a little more than vegetation. She'd sniff them and she went pee-pee on them. But that's fine.
Yeah.
All the conventional things that people do when they're courting on planet Earth is not necessarily... She had one word that she said to me throughout. Conchili. Conchili, she'd say. And sometimes...
What does conchili mean?
It's very difficult to say. Sometimes she was angry.
Yep.
When the foreplay did not please her. Conchili, angry. And sometimes softly when she was stimulated. Conchili. Conchili. And that was only one of three words that I understood at that time.
Okay.
Conchili, Dulay Sudan, which... To me, it always sounds like Dudley Sutton, who was in Lovejoy.
I've worked with Dudley Sutton.
Okay, but that was
he
not.
Was in
I'm
the
not saying she was. Yeah,
know.
Okay, but I'm not. I'm
past,
not saying
very,
she.
That's a great in, actor, Dudley
right,
Sutton.
And,
he,
and
Dudley
are,
Sutton.
Okay, I'm not saying, but I'm not saying it. No. She was saying Dudley Sutton from Lovejoy. I'm just saying that the last it sounded like Dudley Sudan.
What's this? Can I ask? What's this, the second picture? It looks like an elephant with a wig on. What's that a picture of?
What I discovered was my manhood went all small in that at the end, when after Congress had taken place. Tiny little tip on the end.
Oh, that's your penis. I thought that was an elephant. I've tweeted these pictures.
No, that was my willy. But the thing is, what happened was, at the end of it, it got very small at the end, very small. But that, I don't know what relevance that is.
And it says, what's that dripping out of the end? And please, you know, be careful.
Stuff coming out the end, you know, but it was radioactive.
Wow.
Yeah.
How do you know it was radioactive?
It looked like it. But I love Barbinkian 23, and I got to say, unlike the guy we're talking about,
yeah,
David Huggins, I believe that I had some form of union with Barbinkian 23. I found myself at one stage, I woke up, and I think we had some sort of marriage ceremony. There's a finger buff and some music after, but if that music was discordant. But nevertheless, it was clearly a celebration. And I've never married since, and that is probably because I believe I am married to Barbinkian 23.
Okay, can I ask, this is very complicated, and this is going down a strange... Melvin, we're going to come to you in a second. How did you forget about this? You didn't remember any of this until you saw the movie,
correct,
Love and Saucers.
That is correct, sir. There are certain things that are triggered. Guac hole.
Excuse me?
The word guac hole was the third word that I knew. Guac hole.
Yes.
And Barbinkian 23 used to say that. And one day I thought I heard that word, and that triggered something. And it was only when I saw Huggins' documentary that I remembered that I love Barbinkian 23. And as far as I'm concerned, we are, we're a married couple. And I'm convinced that one day she's going to come back. There was a time in 2000 where a lady came to visit me, and I was told by a friend of mine in Leicester when I was living there, why I'm living there now. He lives out near Oldby. And he introduced me to a lady called Candy, who had a funny shaped head. And he said that was Barbinkian 23, but it wasn't. It was a lady called Candy who worked for Leicester City Council. But I don't think I've ever met Barbinkian 23. I don't think she's been back since 2005. But I will meet her again.
Okay. Can we take a pause for a second? I just want to bring in a call, if that's 0344-499-1000. Talk about your own experiences, or if you want to question the professor about his, or talk about the David Huggins movie. I've got Melvin on the line. Good evening, Melvin.
Good evening, Ian. I've got a question for the professor, if that's okay.
Yep.
Hello, Melvin. Hi.
Hi. Big fan of your work.
On
a previous show, you mentioned about space AIDS. Can you only catch space AIDS on the Outer Rim?
Yeah, okay, that's a joke about...
Well, hang on, is it a joke? What do you mean by that, Melvin?
Well, no, I'm just concerned, that's all.
Can you catch space AIDS in the Outer Rim? You mean outer rim of the universe?
Yeah.
Of Uranus?
No, the universe.
Okay, Ian, seriously, I've been invited on here to talk about...
I think that's a serious question, Professor. I'm not quite sure...
Can I catch space AIDS on the Outer Rim? No.
Melvin, does it answer your question?
Yeah, that's great. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Melvin.
Thank you very much indeed. I'm not quite sure.
It's a serious question, though, isn't it?
I mean, how
do you know that you are not going to be contaminated with that kind of congress?
Well, Barbinkian 23 was a virgin before she met me. I was not. And she was pure. And when she said conkeely to me a couple of times, I took that to mean that I'm chaste, I'm pure.
Did you use
contraceptives? No.
And well, I was going to ask if you did. Would they? What would you use for re-entry?
What would I use for re-entry? Well, first of all, I think you're making a joke at
it's
my
a,
expense.
It's a small,
I
have it's a small joke. Come on. Re-entry is a good... Professor!
I've done it with an alien.
Professor, come on. I couldn't let a re-entry joke go.
Okay. Is there anything... If you got a serious question?
I have got a serious question.
Right. Okay. Well, let's hear it.
Was it a case of E.T. Bone Home?
you're just going to make smutty jokes about a love affair I had with Bart Behnke at 23.
Okay.
You're talking about his wife.
I'm being mean.
Talking about my wife.
Let's take a break, if that's okay with you, Professor. We'll take a break. Okay, we'll
My wife, you're talking about Bart Behnke, 23.
I do apologise. So this is nothing to do with the ET2 movement as well. It's nothing to do with anything like that. Okay.
The ET2 movement. No, it's not.
Okay.
Nothing to do with ET, re-entry.
Come on.
With a prophylactic. It's nothing to do with boning home.
Okay.
Or the outer rim.
Okay.
Or the outer rim, or Edie's long finger up my...
Okay.
We didn't mention that.
Let's just calm down, guys. We're having a bit of fun here, and I understand we're getting upset. If you stay there, Professor, 0344-499-1000. Back with the Professor after this.
On DAB, digital radio, online and on mobile.
This is Talk Radio.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Closing time conversation for tax inspectors, taxi drivers, and taxidermists. Great big talk for the wee small hours.
You've been trolling me big time, mate.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We're talking to Professor Joe Lavens about two encounters he had 2004-2005 with a space empress called Barbinkium 69. And I've had
23.
I apologise. I've had a few people, Matty and a couple of texters and a few others have said that I'm being disrespectful to your wife, and Catherine has told me off during the break, so I would like to apologise, Professor.
That's okay.
Can I ask a question? Do you like cocks?
What? You mean the animal, like a chicken?
No. Are you a fan of cocks?
Sarah Cox?
Brian Cox, Professor Brian Cox. Are you a fan of...
Oh, sorry, yeah. I love cocks. Yeah, I love cocks. I've got books. I mean, I got.
Could you say that again? You just dropped off for a second.
Sorry, I love cocks.
There's something wrong with this phone line. Sorry, Professor. Just one more time.
I love cocks. I love the work of Cox.
Okay. Chris says, I've never ever listened to your show before tonight. This guy is great. Can you ask the professor how he knows so much detail when he couldn't understand the word that she says?
The word that Barbinkian 23 said?
Yeah.
How do I know so much detail? I this is what I'm saying to you. I didn't really understand it. There are three words that I understood. Waco, Dolay, Sunan, and Konkili. Those are the only three words. What they mean, I understood more in the intonation, more the power of the way they were said. I don't speak that language. What I will say is that I speak the universal language of love, the eternal language of love. And Barbinkian 23 and myself are married. We are in some sort of matrimonial, communion.
Did she put your ring on her finger, or vice versa?
Yeah, I didn't have a ring as such. No, I mean, we touched and we held our hands. She has six fingers. We put our hands up together. And I think that was the sign of the union. I didn't have a ring around.
Steve says, don't be mean to him, Ian, just for a laugh. It's cheap and it's beneath you. cross-examine him, ask him if she has a sister and if she's available, as I'm a little bit lonely tonight.
Right, okay, this is what I'm talking about.
Okay, I'm just reading them out as they come.
Okay, well, I've been on your show a number of times now.
Can you ask the professor roughly how many people worldwide have claimed to have had these encounters? And I'm going to stop it there because it then goes on to say encounters of the perv kind. And that's disrespectful.
No, it sounds very loving.
But I would like to know how many encounters like this have
been. Right, you want me to answer a question. That guy's clearly made a joke. He's implying that I'm a pervert, an intergalactical pervert.
Okay.
That's what he's implying.
Well, no.
How many people worldwide have had sexual congress with an alien?
In
the thousands. In the thousands. That's the answer.
And they're all with Barbinkium 23.
No, that's my wife. Not all being with my wife. God's sake.
But you've not seen her for 14 years.
No, I haven't.
Well, tonight, Professor, she's on. I'm joking.
If only.
So you've not seen her for 14 years, and you've forgotten about her until a couple of weeks ago.
That's not. You know what? What happens? You know, there are certain secrets that have to be kept.
Yeah.
And I don't know the ins and outs precisely, but I had a part of my memory erased.
Okay.
Deleted temporarily, and I had a trigger. And I wonder whether there's a chance she's coming back. I wonder whether that's what the trigger is.
We got an anonymous texter here. I listen every night, but it's horrible you guys making fun of a nutcase. Well, that's unfair.
Excuse me. I'm not a nutcase.
Okay.
I know it's far out what I'm saying, but I was on here to talk about the Hoggins documentary.
Mm-hmm.
There's another guy. You heard he's got a film out. There's me. There's 1,000 other people who've done, you know.
Okay. I'm just reading them as they come. Let's bring Ollie into the conversation. Good evening, Ollie. You're through to Professor Joe Lavens. What would you like to say?
Hi, Ian. Hi, Kath. Hi, Professor. I was just wondering how you know it's a she, because they're alien. And I was thinking maybe the tail could be its member. It's penis.
No, that wasn't a penis. That it didn't have a tail. It had a tentacle. The undercarriage? Can I say undercarriage?
You can say undercarriage. Yes, you can, Professor. Yes.
She had an undercarriage.
Undercarriage. How sure are you? Because could there be a gestation period as well of you having a baby?
Could there be a baby, Professor,
there
somewhere?
There could well be a baby. But I'm
in you through its penis.
What, a baby in me? What, from the tentacle? That's a good question. No, I don't think that's right.
How do you know?
Well,
it's an alien. It could be a long 10-year gestation period.
Well, it's not.
How do you know?
Have you always looked in the toilet after you've gone? You could have given birth already and you wouldn't know.
Okay, some time ago I went for a health check, all right? I don't know whether you're familiar with this, but the doctor looked up my bum, and there was nothing up there. At least of all an alien
baby. Very sensible. I've had a prostate check recently. Very sensible thing to do.
Yep.
Does that answer your question, Ollie?
I don't think it does. I think he needs to figure out what gender.
I put my...
Ollie's, I think, is being slightly disrespectful.
Yeah, okay. Well,
Paul says, can you ask Professor Lavens? I've got a frog in my throat today. Paul says, can you ask Professor Lavens if Barbinkium 23 has experience of movements near the brown star? I've heard there's lots of fun to be had there, but it's not everyone's cup of tea. Now, I don't know. I've not heard of this brown star. Where is it? And would she have experienced movements there?
You're talking about my wife's bum, aren't you?
I don't know. Paul. Oh, I see.
And it's not could be. It's called Paul as well.
He could be.
I've seen the film.
Okay, he could be. He could be talking about
my
that.
My wife's brown star. What's the matter with you?
Okay, just asking. So where does that leave things, Professor? Are you
some counters with the
optimistic?
Bone.
All right. Okay. Are you optimistic that Barbinkium 27 is going to be coming back?
Okay. First of all, it's Barbinkium 23.
Apologies.
She's my wife.
Couldn't read my writing.
I'm optimistic she's coming back. Brown star and all.
Okay. And have you tried to communicate with her? I don't really know.
I've tried telepathically to communicate with her, and I know that's too much for you people to understand, to get your heads around. Yes, I have. I've tried to telepathically tell her to come and get me. And I love her.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, you can.
Obviously, it's been a while, and I understand that there is a huge attachment there. I've seen the diagram.
Yeah, that was a big attachment.
I'm just wondering whether, having experienced what you have with Barbinkium, a human woman will ever do.
No, that's right. And that, thank you, at last, someone who actually sympathizes. I have had a number of relationships that have crumbled. Tentacle aside, it was not pleasurable having a congress with a human lady. And some of them were quite fit and everything, you know, not just ugly ones and that. Mm-hmm. But once you've done it with an alien, I'm telling you, there's no going back.
You can't manage with the boobs on the right way around.
No, I like the boobs on the back. Both the same size, they were in everything. Proper ones, nipples on them and everything.
Okay, Professor, thanks very much for coming on. Is there going to be a book about this? I've tweeted the images. Will there be a book about this?
Well, I think so. I don't want to jump on the Hawkins bandwagon, but I'm thinking of releasing a book, and when it comes out, I'd very much like to go on a different show and not yours. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you.
May I ask...
Well, or perhaps you and I could have a chat.
May I ask why you'd like to go on a different show?
Well, there's people coming on and making jokes about my wife's boobs and on the carriage and tentacle of my penis and all this sort of stuff and pure double entendres about having sexual congress with an alien. And that's why I'd rather just draw a line under it.
Okay. Well, we'll leave it at that.
Thank you.
How is your gear stick in your cockpit?
Yeah, this is what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
How is my gear stick in the cockpit? It doesn't even work, that one. So if you're gonna make a pure old double entendre, make sure it works, okay?
In space, no one can hear you come.
I think he was really upset there.
I think he was very upset there.
I think I can smooth things over.
Please do. Thanks very much indeed. Nick says, I had the same experience with Barbinkium 23 and believe I am also married to her. I am devastated to hear this call. I'm getting a lot of flack. Twitter's being a very, very angry place at the moment. I don't think that was necessarily offensive. Listen, my job is to ask the questions, and I've got to have a little bit of fun every now and then, but I don't think that was too disrespectful. Kath's going to go and speak to him and hopefully smooth things out, because I would love to get the professor back on at some point. Is he all right, Kath? Okay. Well, okay. Oh God, another message to the boss. Wow. Okay. Listen, if you've ever done it with an alien, 03444991000. It does seem to be that there aren't that many people, Catherine, in this country. It's a big thing in America. People talking about doing it with aliens and stuff. It's a really big thing. You don't hear too many. Stories about it in the UK, and I wonder why that. I wonder if it doesn't happen here as much, or if people are more embarrassed to share it over here. I wonder what the problem
is. I've got a theory. It's about the accent, because obviously the Americans have been blasting their voices into space for quite a long time, and I think maybe they're attracted by the accent.
Right. Okay. I'm going to take that call straight to. Let's go to line one. Hello, line one. You're on the wireless.
Hey, how you doing?
Very, very well. Who is this, and how can I help you, please?
Oh, I'm James. I just started listening to you about 3 nights ago, and I'm just laughing so, so hard.
Well, don't tell the professor, because apparently I've really offended him, and I was just trying to...
That's his wife you're talking about.
This is his wife, Barbinkium 23. Do you believe any of that, Boy Lee?
I believe he believes it.
Well,
go on, James.
I'm not sure, you see... The problem is that I would have got it wrong as well, because it was Barbinkium 23, and then I kept saying 24, 25.
Oh, we're losing you.
I mean, I suspect there are several.
We're losing you.
Why the 23?
Well, I don't know. Maybe that's just part of the name. What, did you say
she's an empress? She might be the 23rd.
Yeah, she could be. I mean, why is there an A in your name? It's just, who knows how the naming system works in other parts of the galaxy.
But he started to get cross, though, didn't he? He got cross. He didn't really have a sense of humour, I didn't feel.
He's been on a few times, and here's the thing. The professor will be all right, but he does get very dry. Do you believe in aliens? Have you ever seen anything?
No. Absolutely, completely and utterly not. Oh. No, not at all.
Wow, you've gone all scientific on this. I've seen a UFO one. I have seen an unidentified flying object. My ex-wife and I saw it. We saw something in the sky and we could not explain what it was.
Well, I thought I saw one, but then it was a drone, so it wasn't.
Okay. All right. Yeah. But it would be nice if there were, weren't there? Wouldn't it?
It would. It would.
But you're not buying it.
It would be exciting. Yeah, I'm not buying it.
I love it.
It's terrible.
No. James, listen, I have to go, but it's keep listening. We've got a dominatrix coming up. You might have some questions about that afterwards as well.
That sounds very, very exciting. And thank you so much. And it's been great just hearing you. You've made me laugh because it's a bit of a tough time at the moment. So thank you.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, mate. And I hope things go on the upswing very, very soon.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Absolutely.
Cheers, James. Thank you. What a nice guy. I've been listening for a few days. Boom, he's calling in, and I like that guy. 0344 499 1000 is the phone number. Busy, busy show tonight. Mistress Sophia is coming up next. I'll retweet the diagrams that the professor sent if you want to have a look at those. They are NSFW, I'm afraid. This is the Late Night Alternative, weeknights from 10 with Catherine Boyle and Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Texts cost 25 pence plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
This is Talk Radio.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedy-ad-free. That's amazon.com/comedy-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.